Cube.
Makalua.
The Mean Team.
Add Jim.
Don't we already have that as a pre-recorded thingy?
I'm Daniel Danku, Quick, owner, producer, and regular Polycast co-host. Polycast premiered on October 20th, 2006. Its extended first season included 7 blooper reels, each running 5 minutes in length, give or take. Beginning in Season 2 in 2008, bloopers were added to the end of episodes as opposed to separate reels. Now the best, and worst, so to speak, of both worlds comes together. This is Polycast Blooper Reel Volume 9, compiling the flubs, dubs, and what does from 2015 that were cut from the end of episodes due to time. Let's begin.
Let's talk about Natural Wonders.
Interesting reaction from Phil.
What is that reaction, Phil?
No, go ahead.
Okay.
But what is new, Phil?
I actually don't know. I'm sorry. I've been following Beyond Earth lately, but you assigned all 5 topics.
Oh, you can't facepalm the aliens?
Well, you can certainly facepalm the aliens, but you should probably be careful because they might just take your hand off.
Or some other appendage.
Yeah.
Did you know that there are more Europeans in Europe than there are Europeans in Africa?
Yes.
I really?
Random, what the bleep?
Don't say.
A mega panel for Axis Games, Beyond Earth, and Starships. That ended right before we started today, and they will be talking about it next time there's a Polycast.
Maybe by then the panel will be available online to watch.
Yeah, maybe we'll actually find out what happened first before talking about it. Oh, well, I figured doing the intro should have done that.
No, it's
you.
No,
and
you.
Yeah. Andrew did the intro. Now
come on, you experienced regular code.
He should have tossed it.
Transition.
Oh, and so now we go to Mad Jin to introduce our first topic today.
Yeah, see, that's better.
You're welcome.
He didn't say it was good. He just said it was better.
It's better than nothing.
If you want to hold your other hand, Mad Jin.
Oh, right.
That should be on a T-shirt. I'm better than nothing. Not a soul. But I'm a lot. The fact that it was in San Antonio, Texas, I was like, how come Mackie isn't there?
How do you know she wasn't?
Invitation got lost in the mail.
There's one link. Where's the other one?
There were three links.
Oh, no, you're right. Okay. This one is Reddit, though.
Yes, yeah. I like that. This one's Reddit, though.
Don't do Reddit. No!
And you know what happens when you're beating people up? Your citizens don't like it and they want to leave.
Speaking of leaving...
Yeah, speaking of.
No, the episode isn't over yet.
not yet.
So there is still influence, but who's to say?
I don't know. Bob?
There's no Bobs in here.
Are you sure?
Well, they may be listening, but they're not in here and actually on the podcast.
Okay, well, you go find a Bob. He will let you know.
Bye, Bob.
Look, in that situation, you either do one of two things. You could ignore it, or just say, go ask a modder.
Yeah, go fix it yourself.
I know, you just use game-breaking bugs introduced by mods.
Yay! There you go.
Speaking of which...
I don't know how that segues into this, but sure.
I do!
Beyond Earth blog. That is the next topic, right?
Because Beyond Earth is just one big mod.
I guess. I see what you did there. Whoops. Although this topic is not really too specific to the gameplay of Beyond Earth.
To succeed culturally, you need a high-tech tree, good faith output, and tall cities. Realistically, these are...
tree.
And flustered.
I thought it was wide.
I am just...
it's more of a tech. It's more of a trunk than a tree.
I'm pretty sure they wanted a high-tech rate, not a treat.
All right, we will get through the rest of this before we start ripping it to shreds. We said we had some professionals.
Let Dan finish the topic before we go. No.
No.
Oh. Yes, we have a reputation to uphold to at least finish introducing the topic before we rip it to pieces. Come on.
I wasn't ripping apart the topic.
He was making fun of you misreading one word.
Okay.
It was all on your bad, not the...
What do you mean? It's just that you see culturally you need a high tech... Oh, I did say tech tree. Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Industrial high tech.
Have any of you guys got to try out the...
No.
Did you? What? Go ahead.
You don't want Imagine to go ahead?
No. There's feedback for episode 227.
I think the most relevant post here is from Penki. So I just realized that Dan's username could easily be pronounced as Dank. That is excellent feedback and absolutely true.
We're like, did you just now figure that out?
See, we have to connect the beginning of the recording with the end of the recording.
Oh. Speaking of the end,
not the only thing being connected here either.
Shall we say? Yeah.
So I think podcast 228. Bye.
Mackie, this isn't one of your lives. Oh wait. Say your first name and last name for the record. Sure. Am I on trial here? Booking follows. Fingerprinting. Yeah, Dina wants me to turn my mic down slightly. How about I whisper everything? No, I won't do that. No.
That would be hell in your editing.
Creepy cast. Creep with your host, Dan Quick.
Oh, the introduction by Derek. All right. So in today's episode, go through the different headers and everything that you have, and who's going to do these things? Is that what you'd like?
No, just say each of our names and give us a brief pause so we can
say our name.
Okay. Say my name.
No one is around.
Oh, yeah, you've been dancing. What were you doing?
And then you say hi, and who are you said who you were.
He did that. He gave a good self-introduction, actually.
Okay.
Apparently, by Imagine saying that, he thought you failed at introducing yourself.
You didn't introduce us, therefore, you did not introduce yourself properly.
Any reasonable person would have introduced you first, I think, but no, not me. We're having a lot of fraud claims at Stardock right now. People are calling in with stolen credit card numbers, and they are buying copies of Galstiff, getting Steam keys, and then they take those Steam keys out and they sell them. And we're getting just slammed with a ton of those, and our support department, our security department is really having to fight off all these things. And every time I get one of these reports, because I'm also vice president of Stardock Entertainment, so I'm the head of the game side of Stardock, and I see all of these people trying to steal copies of Galstiff. I always look through it for games that I designed, Fallen, Enchantress, and those games. Nobody's trying to steal the games I designed, Dan. They're just stealing Paul's.
Oh.
I know.
And not to make light of a serious situation, because fraud is, but I thought you said you were getting a lot of frog calls.
Ribbit.
I thought, really?
That would be a rather strange thing to get a ton of.
Yeah. Well, Brad calls them all the time.
Well, see, Brad is frog boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, I can't access any web pages. Can't see YouTube, I can't see Reddit, I can't see...
Do you need to go kick your router in the ass?
I think so. I think I need to do more than a DHCP release.
Yeah, it's like lifting your factory up in StarCraft, you know, something like that.
You can't produce new units at the same time. Wow. That was a fail.
Are missile cruisers worth making? What is the point of them? Since Mackie's supposed to be doing this.
Yep.
So, we have today a thread.
Don't do it. No. Don't do it.
All settled, Mackie. There we go. Polycast audience, send a friend request to the
No.
I'm kidding.
Jeez. Send all hate mail, too. Wasn't my idea, I swear.
So hi, three other people on the call. Any opinions?
No, Mackie and I have covered it sufficiently. We can go on to the next topic. We're that good, Mackie.
No.
Oh.
See, we've been podcasting longer than the rest of them.
That doesn't mean our opinions are necessarily better.
Especially over the last several minutes. Not that I mind.
There are implications.
No, there are always implications.
Unfortunate implications.
Speaking of unfortunate implications, there will also be a survey.
Wait. Oh, yes, yes. The survey will be running.
You know, let's give a preview. Let's answer one question right now from the buzzing. When will Magin's next Civ 5 LP be? Ask us on the Christmas 2016 special.
Oh, no, Dan. Now you've pushed it. That's a 2013. Not 2013.
2013.
Woo! It's 2023, but anyway.
Around the corner. You're closer to the 10-year anniversary.
Yeah, it's going to be season 10, double digits, come October 2010. That will be... Good, Dan, I'm now doing... Oh, like Mackie. I went back even farther than Mackie. Record dates assorted, 2015.
That's a wrap?
Yep.
That's in the can?
It's a wrap.
Where does it wrap?
It's a wrap.